Elbridge Gerry, Rufus King, Schuyler Colfax. Their names probably not that familiar to most of us. Yet at one time, they were men who were important to everyone in the country. We'll tell you why on this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
You might think a story about the history of vice presidents would be a snooze, but not when Daniel Johns tells the story. He knows all about the men and women who were just one heartbeat from the Oval Office. They were talented people such as Charles Dawes.
He was a businessman out of Chicago. He was an author. He was a general during World War I. He won the Nobel Peace Prize. He was an ambassador. He was a novelist. But he also wrote music.
Dawes was vice president under Woodrow Wilson, but it was his music, not his politics, that people remembered years later.
30 years after he did that, they added words to it, and suddenly this song goes up the pop charts in 1951, a little song called It's All in the Game.
Johns is the executive director of the Dan Quayle Vice Presidential Center in Huntington, Indiana. One oddity in our presidential elections came in 1912 when James Sonny, Jim Sherman, ran for re-election with President Taft.
The weird thing is, 6 days before Election Day, the sitting vice president, James Sherman, drops over dead. There's no way to replace him on the ballot, so people in 1912, if they're voting for Taft and Sherman, they're voting for a dead man.
The fact that Sherman died just days before the election was tragic, but in U.S. history, there have been several vice presidents die while in office. And until the last half century, there was no way to replace them.
For about 38 years in history, there was no vice president of the United States. There was no mechanism in the Constitution to replace the vice president. And if he happened to die, or if he moved up when the president died or resigned, removed, it wasn't until 1967, when the 25th Amendment came in, that there was the mechanism to replace the vice president of the United States.
The museum is named for hometown vice president Dan Quayle, although the stories of all who served in office are displayed. Traveling the countryside in Huntington, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.